Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
She thought he was having a stroke. Couple of quick points here. Number one, I tell you this much. If I thought my husband was having a medical emergency on stage in a presidential debate, come hell or high water, you could not keep me off that stage. Over there in a heartbeat. Are you joking me?
Secret Service wouldn't stand a shot against you.
Yeah, oh, dear Lord. Nobody's quicker than me. No, I'm kidding. Two, she that night went out and was touting him around after the debate. So she brought him to a rally and was like, and Joe, you answered every question.
They call it spin for a reason, right?
Question. And then she brought him to a Waffle House.
I'm still in Dallas.
Yeah, no, you didn't make it out.
Took the backdrop with me just for fun.
Yeah, what a thief. Look at him. It's just like, yeah, there's nothing to see here. There was the guy on January 6th with the podium. That was you with the backdrop walking out of Cherry Glass on Tuesday.
Listen. Someone had to take it. I took it, you know, and I would do it again, damn it.
Oh, your own step and repeat. Well, Texas was fun. Dallas was a good time. Thank you to everybody who came out. We had a great showing. We had
Thank you. We had Prediction Market Man Stu. We had the Texas Democratic Party Chair Kendall, Republican
look
strategist
to his
John
autopsy.
Thomas.
I look forward to Kendall's autopsy.
Oh, brother, he didn't commit to that. We had the Raging Cajun join us virtually and toast with some. He had his Coke in Kentucky toasting away with us. That was epic, actually.
That was really fun. It was a great night. And hopefully we'll be doing more soon in the future.
Hopefully they did not cancel us already after that.
Maybe you, because they're going to be like, that guy's a thief. Look, he took our sign.
I'm protecting it.
Oh, okay.
I'm a guardian. It was a good night. And it's interesting because the thing that Carville said was he felt that as soon as the race was called for Paxton, he felt that Tallarico needed to come out swinging. And I feel like the Democrats did. They immediately were on the pedophile protector, Ken Paxton. I mean, they did not mince words. They went pretty hard pretty quickly. I was actually surprised that they went that negative that quickly.
Well, one, I'm certainly not surprised, but also Tallarico had to spend a lot of his first 24 hours explaining and actually starting to feel the pressure of a general election campaign. Mm-hmm. A lot of his interviews, he spent much more time explaining his thoughts and how he thought that his answers weren't, didn't always hit the mark and that he was a little bit clumsy. No, homeboy, like you were very intentional in your words and you chose to say that God is non-binary and that there are six genders and all the other things. He's starting to have to answer for that now. So, right, they might have put out a statement, but all the clips I saw of Tallarico in the first 24 hours weren't him driving an anti-Paxton narrative. It was him having to start to feel the pressure of a general election campaign and having to answer for his own rhetoric and his own responses previously, which I thought, to the point that James made, which was you got to be out there defining, I think we got more of that from the Paxton side than we did from the Tallarico side, because Paxton also put out an ad with Tallarico's words with it, like with that throughout it. So I think that, yeah, they dared. Tallarico certainly came out swinging in some fashions, but I think he spent a lot more on defense in those first 24, 48 hours than he did on offense.
I'll say Tallarico had a good 24 hours in fundraising, raised $3 million in the first 24 hours. I think Paxton's got some work to do on the fundraising side. I think at the end of the day, I think both parties are going to have more than enough money to do what they're going to need to do.
There always seems to be more money in the banana stand. There's always more money in politics.
The banana stand?
Yeah, isn't that from like Arrested Development?
Where do you come up with this stuff?
That was from a show. Okay, it's from a show.
Okay, all right. Anyways, so it's going to be...
forgetting things.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Speaking of banana stands.
So Dr. Jill Biden, who Whoopi Goldberg at one point thought should be the Surgeon General of the United States, even though she's not a board certified doctor. That's besides the point. Dr. Jill said, now that she's got a memoir coming out and a book coming out, that when she was watching Joe Biden on the presidential debate stage, she thought he was having a stroke. Couple of quick points here. Number one, I tell you this much. If I thought my husband was having a medical emergency on stage in a presidential debate, come hell or high water, you could not keep me off that stage.
This would be true.
Over there in a heartbeat. Are you joking me?
Secret Service wouldn't stand a shot against you.
Yeah, oh, dear Lord. Nobody's quicker than me. No, I'm kidding. Two, she that night went out and was touting him around after the debate. So she brought him to a rally and was like, and Joe, you answered every question.
They call it spin for a reason, right?
Question. And then she brought him to a Waffle House. For a woman who is either saw her husband having a medical emergency, she should believe, and doing ostensibly nothing that we can tell, or even in her own retelling of the story where she thought he was having a stroke, she didn't say, like, I immediately called the doctors and was like, what's going on? She was like, let that play out. If Joe goes down on the debate stage, so be it. This woman is rewriting history. I mean, listen, she either thought her husband was having a medical emergency and was like, leave it be, or she's a big fat freaking liar right now, which it seems to be an attempt to try and rewrite history. What say you, Kurt?
Well, number one, the medical emergency was the entirety of the Democratic Party watching that debate. I can tell you firsthand.
Heart attacks all around.
5 minutes into the debate, and my wife could back this up because we watched it together. I was despondent. I was, oh my God, what the fuck is actually happening right now? Had it been a stroke, that at least would have provided me comfort of, there's a reason why it's this bad. I would have been okay.
Plausibility, yeah. There's a way.
It's so like, that adds up.
He's
okay.
An old, decrepit man, yeah.
I'm not entirely sure how you go from, my God, I think he might be having a stroke, to the Waffle House later on that night.
Right?
Waffle House is known the world over for contributing perhaps to some medical conditions, not making them go away. I love me a Waffle House. I have nothing bad to say against them.
Yeah.
I think if anything, this is what's frustrating to me as a Democrat. For months and in the run up to that debate, there was a conversation on all sides of the ideological spectrum about, does Joe Biden still have it? Can he capably run for president of the United States? And can he do the job as president of the United States at that time? And there's a shit ton of gaslighting going on from that White House to the rest of the country. I think that anyone, I don't care which party you are, if you are over the age of 80, I have questions about you in general, regardless of party, regardless of policy. If you're over 80, having the highest stress job in the world, I got some questions about your health. I think those are fair questions to ask. I don't think that the answer is there's nothing to see here. That's just it just doesn't pass the smell test to me. And then to go see what we saw that debate night, we talk about in politics how, and we talked about this the other night, actually, how negative ads, they're at their most powerful when they reinforce, an already existing belief about a candidate. What we saw on that debate stage reinforced the narrative that had already taken hold, which is he's lost a step, charitably. I'm going to put it nicely. He lost a step. I said I'd be charitable. I'm a good guy, dang it. We all know what we saw that night. And then to hear later on, and this is my biggest pet peeve about books in general, and it drives me crazy.
It's the reading, isn't it? You can't read.
You know, we don't need to go into why I can't read, Aaron. Education in America is horrible. And I'm living proof of that, damn it. I hate when people withhold important contextual information that voters, in my opinion, deserve to know, and they hold it off or rewrite history, as you called it, later on to sell a book.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is despicable. I when other people in media held off some of their, we'll call it, reporting until after the election to sell their books, I thought they betrayed their profession, frankly, as journalists. Your job is to report the facts in real time as you know them. So in theory, the electorate is armed with the facts when they go to the voting booth to make a very important decision. A lot of people fall so short of that for their own personal enrichment, and it drives me crazy. And in this case, this is just rewrite. I do agree with you that this is a, I'm going to rewrite history. I'm going to try to, you know, smooth some narratives over. And again, listen, you're his wife. You love him with all of your heart, presumably. Like, you know,
I don't know. She thought he was having a stroke and did nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, neither side of this coin is good for
her. None of this makes any sense. And I question the wisdom of.
I think the thing I love the most about this is last week we had the autopsy drop on Thursday, right? So Dems and the 2024 cycle and the mess of that were in the headlines from last week, going through the weekend into this week. And now there's another 2024 headline that's going to be in the news for a little bit longer about Jill Biden and about not only Biden, but the DNC, the Democrat Party, the line, the cover.
Well, this is like the other day, you know, like Hunter Biden joined X officially.
Right.
And I said to myself, who the fuck wants to listen to this guy? Like, what are you doing?
Exactly. That's the point, right? Like, Democrats want to move on from 24. It's why they didn't want to put out the autopsy. But they keep bringing it back and doing it to themselves. Like, these are self-inflicted issues.
100%.
100% of the time. So for me, I'm like, oh, yeah, Dr. Jill, you go, girl.
I've always said Democrats don't even need an opposition party. They do fine just by themselves.
Amen. And speaking of opposition.
Yes.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Great American States Fair that they're doing at the National Mall has all 50 of the states represented. And there were going to be a bunch of big headline singers and performers.
Big
who were
headline
going,
singers.
Well, there were some. I mean, listen, it's...
They were big at one point.
Unless it's Britney Spears, I don't care, okay? You leave, other than that, any hoozle boozles.
Britney or bust, she
Britney
says.
Britney or bust. People dropped out recently because they found out that there's a difference between America 250 and Freedom 250. And honestly, Kurt, I think that's might be what the issue is here. There are two entities that are doing projects and events and products for the president and for the America's 250th birthday this year. One is Freedom 250, one is America 250. I believe Freedom 250 is the entity that is the congressional one that's doing more of the like take
the first wave performers for the Great American is the President Trump backed Freedom 250.
Okay. All right. So I got that backwards in my head. Okay. Sorry.
We can see how this is confusing, by the way.
It is confusing. It's confusing everybody. So Freedom 250 is Trump. America 250 is the non-Trump entity, is the congressional entity. And in those two entities, what probably happened was Freedom 250 put this on. People saw it and assumed it was the other one.
Right.
Right. The non-partisan one. But honestly, like Freedom 250, they're all kind of doing the same things. They're just kind of like splitting projects and doing different things. And one's got like the Trump political arm attached to it and the other one doesn't. But like Martina McBride was one of the acts and she pulled out.
Yeah, the people who have pulled out so far in the last 24 hours, this has all gone down. Morris Day, Young MC, Milli Vanilli, The Commodores, Martina McBride, and Bret Michaels.
So I will say this. Martina McBride put out a statement and said like she was, you know, misled. Had she known it was political, she wouldn't have been involved. Martina McBride has sang at the White House for previous presidents and previous administrations. The only reason this became political was because she decided to make it political. She could have easily have said, this is about America 250. This is about the birth of our nation. This isn't like she's opening. She's not like the opening act headliner who was somehow bamboozled into opening for the Trump rally. This is like 50 states of our country. The six territories, a giant state fair on the National Mall. And because Trump is anywhere near it or associated with it, they all get freaked out and backed out. And my big gripe right now is that Martina McBride statement. Like, you're saying if I had known it was political, I wouldn't have done it, but you did it. Like, you've done it before for other people. So don't pretend that
well,
it's
I think
political.
That the, I think that a couple of things have gone on here. One, I think that the booking agents who book these artists, the way that this works is, and I'm speaking from some firsthand knowledge now. The conversation went, hey, there's a gig in DC as part of the America 250 celebration on National Mall. Do you want to play it? Yeah, sure. Flash forward to the last 72 hours. And hey, as it turns out, the gig is in part sponsored by, paid for, the Trump political arm. That is different than, do you want to play at the White House? And like, you know, that is different than saying, do you want to play Inauguration Day? That is different than like having an overt political entity.
But that's not necessarily
It's a different, it would be no better if it was, you know, Obama super PAC is putting on, it's like same thing. Like that's just, I know so many artists who, if there is political money involved, they just don't want to be.
That needs to be
presented up front. That needs to be said by the booking agent. Hey, this is the event. Here's who's putting it on. Here's where the money's coming from. That's a different conversation. I think more than anything, this was a process fuck up that turned into a public political spectacle. But it was more process than political that led to this. And if they're smart, what they'll do
is the frustrating part for it, right? Like that she said, well, if I had known it was political, I wouldn't have done it. Okay, like come up with a better, like you're making it political when you say that, right? Like you could have come up with any other answer, but now people are going to say like, wow, you've got a problem here. Instead of saying, wow, this is the great American, you know, state fair. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. You're like, whoa, I don't do political things. Well, you made it political by saying that. She just shouldn't have put out that statement. You can come up. How many times do we see bad excuses all the time? Oh, scheduling conflict. Oh, yeah. Okay. Also, who wants to go see Milli Vanilli? I mean, this 19 weren't they in trouble for lip syncing? Wasn't it like the story that they?
Yes, it was. That's how
is
they came.
Two models.
Girl, you know it's
who
true.
Milli Vanilli.
Ooh, ooh,
or,
I love you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Anyways, or is it the people who were actually singing? You know,
these guys won a Grammy. Like,
also,
you know, from that song.
Aren't one of the other artists CNC Music Factory, and they got in trouble in the late 90s or in the 90s because their music video didn't show their singer singing it.
Yeah.
I mean, pop culture knowledge. Right.
You're like a walking VH1 behind the music right now.
And truly, what's the capital of Djibouti?
Oh my God. Well, now I know if I'm ever on a game show and I need a phone a friend, you're the one I'm going to call.
Not me. Okay. The other big America 250 story right now is that President Trump and Secretary Bessent are looking at making a $250 bill to commemorate America 250 and put Trump on the bill. The first thing,
currently
cannot put a living individual on United States
currency.
On currency. Correct. So they would have to pass a law in Congress to allow Donald Trump to do this. I got to tell you, especially given this last week, I don't see the Senate bringing that up for consideration. I certainly don't see the House. And right now, as Congress is trying to work on that housing reform, right, there actually are some big items they're trying to work on. I don't see this bad boy squeaking through. So I think even the process of it isn't going to happen. I think this is an earned media play by the administration. One, to blow minds. Two, to put out the image of the president on money.
To see a mock-up of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Three, to like get people upset and get them like, you know, the president only loves to do. He loves to poke at people. But I don't think there was really a true level of seriousness to this actually happening. Also, $250. I mean, I get it. It's the birthday. It's the number.
What the hell are you going to buy with a $250 bill? What an
unhelpful dollar bill to have.
Like, it's like, you know how much change is going to be required? This is a cash register's nightmare here. Here's my $250 bill. Please break it. Give me 20s, 10s, and 5s. I'd be like,
it's one of those silly season things that Trump does that people lose their mind about. And I will say this. Trump's working really hard to leave his legacy in D.C.
Yes.
To permanently leave a mark on the city. And I was talking with somebody else today about it, and they're like, he just doesn't need to do it. I'm like, you're right. He doesn't need to do it. But a lot of what Trump does, I believe, is because of the way he's been treated. Let's remember, his first campaign, It was a weaponization.
Oh, poor baby. Poor billionaire Donald doesn't like I was being tweeted.
Secretly spy
so
on his
he
campaign.
Has to go put
no,
himself
no, no.
on buildings
her, I
and signs and dollar bills.
That Democrats and the deep state have had to try and take Donald Trump out.
The deep
they've
state?
To take, oh, you and I both know view bureaucracy is real. We all know that there are people that work in administrations, and you know this as well as I do, that work to subvert the will of any administration, Trump or otherwise. But the way that Democrats have worked so hard and the media to not only take Trump out, but to get him impeached for the Zelensky phone call.
To hold him accountable
right?
for his crimes.
For the Zelensky phone call? Bull. I don't want to hear that. That's nonsense.
Which was extortion?
It.
It's called extortion?
His pitch right now is, you guys will do absolutely everything you can to destroy me, to take me out. I've won presidency twice. You better believe there will be ways in this country that you will remember my name and what I did. And listen, a lot of people wait for that.
Narcissist.
Listen. He's also getting his revenge. His revenge is all those big, beautiful buildings.
Is a bill
it, right?
that no one can actually possibly use in any practical way. Well, it'll be the least circulated dollar
happen,
bill on
though.
Earth.
That's the thing. Like, it's just more of a silly season headline. That's not actually going to happen.
I think it just comes off as very tone deaf. I think this is not the right time as we are grappling with higher gas prices and da-da-da-da-da. Insert talking point there. It's just like, why are you talking about putting your face on a dollar bill right now when no one can afford anything with that dollar denomination? Like, I just think it comes off as tone deaf. This is not the troll that I would be doing right now at this exact second time.
Yeah.
I might wait till the gas prices go back down before throwing that out there. He'd have better shot going with the America $2.50 bill, than the $250 bill, in my opinion. But, you know, again, I agree it's a troll. I think it's a stupid troll. And again, it doesn't gain them anything right now and just makes them a little bit out of touch.
Yeah. Well, all of that to say, it's Friday.
Thank God. It's Friday. As usual, you are somewhere else and Connor is
home.
Your dogs are pissed. Your dogs are pissed that you were gone so long. They're acting out.
There's a photo of my grandpa.
Aw.
You know, grandpa. Connor's gone. I'm home. I leave again Sunday.
Always on the road.
Love it. Well, Kurt, I will see you next week for
God willing.
God willing. God willing.
We'll see what happens between now and then. Who knows? All right, party animals. We'll see you soon.
Party on, party animals. Bye.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.